something else. These are indeed 12 ways to practice. Were they properly speaking of grace and the other matters. But the real use of grace, the real use of faith, rather, is in believing and in walking by faith that we are God's chosen and elect, and that His grace is given to us. We have to get into this. And thereby, grace is first, faith is second. We are saved by grace, not by faith. We are saved through faith. Faith is necessary. But faith is the basis. Now, of course, it's ruined. I wonder. I might as well say it without all the trouble. If you took this book to all the Bible schools, would they say this is good? I'm appalled to say I think they would. I think they would buy it. It is written with a fervent spirit and is saying good and right things. The word subtle, this is nothing but the work of the devil. Period. Nothing but it. It is so subtle, so beautiful and perfect. I wish I could have done that well. I wish I was that good. I'm not. Therefore, who has saved us all these years?
Jesus.
You have this feeling, steward is saving. That's what you have, this feeling. Somehow. One of the last handing up these comments about this meeting. You know, I hand them out one a day. The last one, which I didn't hand out, was I wish the Christian movie Hollywood cameras could be here for this meeting. To make a movie of this meeting. You think?
Yeah.
The rest of it was, the rest of the saying was, I've worked very hard for this meeting, and I deserve it. And that was going to be the part. Well, I have worked very hard. I grew weary with hard doing. Even I grew weary. Sin began showing up in my behavior. Poor Gail had to bear the brunt. And toward all of you. How was I behaving toward you? A cruel father like. Let's hear it. A year, 6 months, 2 years, 5 years. Can't figure it out, huh? Mm-hmm. There's a lot of good practical things in here. They helped you a lot. If only the basis were there. In fact, if only the false basis weren't there, and the right one was. If somebody were trying to avoid grace, but still trying to make something look accurate, I wonder how much better they could have done. Maximum accuracy minus grace. If you're going to try that, I wonder how you could do much better. If that were the goal, I don't think I could have done that well. There's an amazing space where amazing grace should have been. There really is. And we used to sing that.
Yeah.
Back in 137. I am appalled at the whole thing. This you have heard before in the word of truth, the gospel which has come to you, as indeed in the whole world it is bearing fruit and growing, so among yourselves, from the day you heard and understood the grace of God in truth. Understood? I never knew of it. Literally, I was totally oblivious. Totally oblivious. I know I did it in ignorance. Can you believe that? I'm hard to believe. It is the amazing things. God has done amazing things through me for you. Many, many, many. Every one of them was only His grace. It wasn't me at all. In fact, it was in spite of me. Now think of that for a minute. You couldn't do much better on a Grace Hollywood movie. And is there someone more sincere than me? Maybe, maybe not. What in me could have? Is it something in me, as I assume? Why did God allow that? Is it dawning on you that I have been oblivious? Grace doesn't exist. Doesn't exist. You never heard me speak of it, did you?
No.
That's a reason.
And by grace you are saved. Never by faith, by grace. And you've read it how often? You were, in fact, as Gail pointed out, kept in restraint. You were kept under tutors until this day. There is also, in no way to excuse my error, there is also an amazing working of God in all of this too. Not to excuse at all. Not to excuse me at all. That's one we'll have to get into. Yet, as I said all along, but in my spirit didn't mean it. It's not me doing it, it's God doing it. And it was.